Birds and high-voltage power lines, a dangerous mix. And how one electric provider is working to cut down on bird deaths and power interruptions. The story on WSIU in Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. As long as our country's had electricity, there have been bird electrocutions. However, you often see birds safely sitting on power lines with no ill effects. Why is that? I pose that question to Riley Adams, the manager of Electric Initiatives and Avian Protection with Ameren, Illinois.
Well, Kevin, when you look at all the sparrows and cardinals, you may have 100 of them lined in a row down at one of the conductors, sitting on that conductor. And the reason they don't get injured from that is because in order for power to flow, you have to touch two of those conductors at the same time. So their wingspan is not large enough to bridge over to hit one of those other two or three conductors that are on top of that pole.
But much larger birds with longer wingspans like hawks and eagles can complete the circuit and get electrocuted. However, thanks to the Avian Protection Program, Ameren is working to keep these larger birds safe.
Yeah, usually, there's a horizontal wooden cross from up to three insulators on it, and there'll be three conductors up there, and those are not covered or insulated in any way. That's where the main power flows. And what we've done over the years is we've increased the spacing on those between those conductors up there so that when a large bird of prey, like an eagle, lands on there, the distance between those two conductors is longer than its wingspan. So it kind of acts like it does for the sparrows. It can't touch two of those conductors at the same time and cause harm to the bird or an outage to our customers.
In addition to widening the distance between the lines, another way that Ameren is making power poles safe for birds and other animals is by retrofitting.
The other things we've done is, if you notice in your backyard, if you have an overhead line in your backyard or front yard, there's a gray canister up there, that's the transformer. And what's happened over the years is a raptor or even a squirrel or a raccoon gets on top of that transformer, which is a grounded component, touches that hot bushing and power flows, obviously. So what we've done is we've developed a cover that covers those bushings and all the connections up there. Basically, it's plastic or rubber. Our linemen snapping on there, and it makes that perfectly safe for any animal to use the top of that transformer also.
You may have also noticed, especially on some power lines near big lakes, some very eye-catching reflective tape on the lines. And maybe you've wondered, what are these for? They're called flight diverters.
Yeah, Kevin, flight diverters are a little different product altogether. It's a plastic product that has two types of reflective tape on it. And what we do is, you see going into lakes and ponds, we have a line running down adjacent to that pond. There'll be conductors on there, wires about 200 to 300 feet apart. When a bird comes into land, they can't see those small conductors. For example, a large swan goes in, it's kind of like a B-52 bomber. They can't correct their flight path very quick, and they don't see very good. So they have a tendency to hit conductors like, but a small bird like a hawk, it's kind of like a fighter jet. It can move pretty fast. So what we do is we snap these flight diverters on about every 15 to 20 feet along that conductor. And during the daytime, it's got a reflective tape on there, so the sun shines off it and the bird sees that from a further distance and can correct its path. The other tape on there is a tape that absorbs the sun energy, and it glows, has a low glow at night, which provides more of a horizontal indicator for the bird from a further distance. Hey, there's something ahead of me. I need to correct my path before I land on that lake. So it protects the birds so they don't run into the conductors.
And sometimes the utility has to get creative, like when a big bird of prey builds a big nest on the top of a pole.
A red-tailed hawk nest can be 3 or 4 feet tall.
Wow.
And 4 or 5 feet diameter sometimes. They're amazingly large. Sometimes the sticks will do just exactly what the bird does. They'll cross two of those conductors and start causing fires and outages. In that case, it's not safe for the birds or the baby birds in there. So we'll work with Fish and Wildlife to develop a plan where we may take that nest. So, when the bird's on it, we may relocate it to a pole that we set next to our poles. It's kind of a fake pole, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
We'll put a nest box up there, we call it, and when the bird's on it, we'll carefully move that nest over. We use our line personnel to get up there and do that with our booms and our trucks. We'll move that nest over, we'll place it on the fake nest platform. We'll kind of connect it to it. And most of the times, the birds will start using that rather than our pole. And, protects the birds, also protects outages for our customers also. So that happens quite often. In fact, we've moved our osprey nest at the Carlisle High School they had some very hot lights for the football field, and their osprey was building a big giant nest up, and they were starting to cause snakes to catch on fire. So we did exactly that. We set another pole next to it about 20 feet away. We moved that nest. Ospreys can operate safely, and they can have their football games at night.
Ameren's Avian Protection Program has been going on for 8 years, and they say that between 2017 and 2019, they documented a 20% reduction in outages caused by animals. And with the fall bird migration beginning, this new program will keep the lights on while keeping the birds safe. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher. Thank you.